In the Haggadah, we mention four psukim, four verses that we then elaborate on. This is the main part of Maggid, of telling over the story of leaving Egypt. One of those psukim, one of those verses says, "Vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoseinu," that we cried out to Hashem, the God of our forefathers. And then the Haggadah expounds upon that, and it quotes a pasuk from Shemos, from Exodus, which says, Vayamas Melech Mitzrayim, and the king of Egypt died. Vayonchu v'nei Yisrael min havoda, and the Jews, they were grown there from the hard work. Vayizaku v'ta'al shavasam el elokim min havoda, and they cried out, and their cry rose up to God because of the work. Rabbi Itzla Volozhiner, who was the son of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, the founder of the Volozhin Yeshiva, Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner asks, he says, it seems like the Jews only cried once there was a new king. The decrees of slavery, the decrees of killing all the Jewish boys, that happened earlier on with the previous Pharaoh. But it seems like this desperate calling out to God only happened when the new Pharaoh came to power. Why didn't it happen earlier? And he explains that the Jews thought that the source of their misery was the original Pharaoh. He was the cause of the misery, the cause of their slavery, the cause of all the cruel decrees. And when he passes away, then hopefully things will change and there'll be the new Pharaoh will be more compassionate and will take them out of slavery. But when the old Pharaoh died and the new Pharaoh continued the decrees, continued the cruelty, they realized this isn't a Pharaoh problem. It's a God problem. For whatever reason, God put us in the situation, and we have to turn to God to get us out of the situation. And with that, they turned to God, and they started praying to God and begging God to get them out of Egypt. Very often, we find ourselves in scenarios where people aren't sensitive to us. They wrong us. It could be just saying something not nice. It could be some financial wrong, where somebody caused us to lose money. And it's very easy for the focus of our angst to be the person that caused that to happen to us. So-and-so said something not nice to me. So-and-so ripped me off. So-and-so charged me for a job. I hired him to do a job. He didn't do the job properly. And because of that, I lost money. But the message that the writers of the Haggadah are trying to help us understand, that the Torah release from the Torah, this pasuk, that the new king arose and they cried out, is that we have to realize it's not that person. It's not this person. It's all coming from Hashem. For whatever reason, God decided we needed to have this challenge. There must be some message He wants us to learn, some character trait He wants to develop, some personal growth He expects us to accomplish because of what's going on. And if instead we take it our anger, we get upset at the person that was, so to speak, the messenger of this challenge, we're missing the boat. The whole thing was for naught. I'll just end with a story that I saw written in one of the pamphlets by Rabbi Meilich Biederman about a Hasidic Jew that had a problem getting angry. He got angry on a regular basis, and he knew he had this problem. He had to work on some sort of anger management to just be a normal husband, parent, etc., friend, neighbor. So he traveled to his Rebbe. It was a few towns over. It took a few days travel, and to discuss with him, what should he do about his anger issues? He comes into the Rebbe's waiting room, and the Rebbe realized, I don't know if the fellow's wife sent a message beforehand, but the Rebbe knew why this chassid came to see him. And the Rebbe told his attendant, his shamish, he said, do me a favor, please go bring me a pitcher of water, bring me a tray with a pitcher of water and some glasses from the kitchen, bring it through the waiting room to my office. And when you pass by this fellow, this chassid, quote-unquote trip by accident, quote-unquote, meaning intentionally trip, and spill it all over him. Now, the Rebbe said this with the door open in earshot of that chassid. He said it in a way as if he was trying to keep it from his chassid, but he intentionally allowed his chassid to overhear this conversation between him and his attendant. So the shamish, the attendant, goes to the kitchen, fills up a pitcher of water, puts on the tray, puts a few glasses on there, and now carries it through the waiting room back into the Rebbe's office. When he passes by this chassid, he trips as he's supposed to and spills it all over the chassid, apologizes, oh, I'm so sorry, here's a towel, help you clean up, and then the attendant goes back into the Rebbe's room. The Rebbe says to him, okay, now go out back in the waiting room and call in that chassid. I want to speak to the chassid now. So the chassid comes into the room, and the Rebbe says to him, why are you here? And he says, I'm here because I need to talk about my anger issues. I need some sort of way of managing my anger. Does the Rebbe have any advice for me? And the Rebbe said to him, you get angry? And he said, yeah, I get angry very easily. Little things set me off. And the Rebbe said, what do you mean? I just saw my attendant, my shamish, accidentally drop a whole pitcher of water on top of you. You didn't get angry. So what do you mean that you get angry easily? So the chassid said, oh, Rebbe, of course I didn't get angry over there. I heard you tell him to drop it on me. So I knew that. It didn't happen by accident. It wasn't because he was clumsy. He did it because you instructed him to drop it on top of me. So I wasn't going to get angry at him because of that. So the Rebbe said to him, listen to the words that you're saying. Anytime anything goes wrong in the house, whether it's somebody breaking a dish, whether it's kids staying up late, not going to bed when they're supposed to, whether it's your business partner that didn't follow through on his own responsibilities that he's supposed to take care of, you think those things are happening by accident. That's Hashem setting you up. Just like I set you up in the waiting room 5 minutes ago, all these scenarios are Hashem setting you up. And just like you didn't get upset at the shamish because you knew he was just my messenger when he dumped the water on you, you shouldn't be getting upset at these other people when they do wrong things, because think about it, it's coming from Hashem. They're the messengers of Hashem, all might be unknown messengers, but they are messengers of Hashem, and therefore no reason to get upset at them about it. To me, this is a very powerful framing of how to deal when things go wrong, especially coming up to Pesach, the Passover, the stress, the business of the house, get so much to get ready, the cleaning, the cooking, all the preparing. There's a lot of things that go wrong due to people's carelessness, due to negligence, due to just not negligence, just mistakes happen. And if we keep this in mind, that has all come from Hashem, God is setting us up. It's all planned. He's waiting to see our reaction. It makes it much easier for us to deal with it and look at it in an objective way, taking a step out of our personality, out of our mind, and looking down upon the story and seeing, we heard Hashem tell this person to mess us up. How am I now going to respond? Just as if we overheard the Rebbe telling the Shamash to pour water on top of us.